It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is that time of the show. We are super lucky we have Reb Fountain on the line with us. Kia ora, Reb, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm very good. Very happy to be chatting with you.
We're so pleased to have you on the show and so excited about your selections today. We've got lots to talk about, of course. You've released your latest single, One Way Trip, a couple weeks ago. So super excited to talk about that. And next week you've got the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum. You're one of many of the amazing guest performances on the lineup next week. And it's such a spectacular event. What's kind of most exciting you about being a part of that project and that lineup of people?
Well, I've never played with a full orchestra before, so that's incredibly exciting. And also, I have no idea what it's going to be like. Like, I haven't heard the arrangement of my song. I haven't actually been to the Rainbow Orchestra before either, so everything is new to me.
Wow.
It's exciting, a little bit terrifying as well. It's going to be great.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was going to ask, like, what the performance prep has been like, but are you kind of thrown into it a little bit more than that?
Yeah, they're really, my end, I think they've been doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
My end, there hasn't really been any, obviously, just trying to rehearse my voice but most of it's been, I think, those guys working in the background, and then we get together and do a rehearsal or two. And then we just wing it.
Wow.
But they're professional, right? I'm just like a folk musician. I can practice my songs and everything, but they read charts, so I think everything's charted and they can get together and run through things quite smoothly. Which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's going to be so brilliant. I've never been able to make it to one because they're always around exam season. But every single year I hear like the highest reviews about it. People absolutely love it. And I wish I could be there, but it's going to be so incredible.
It's cool that it's becoming a tradition like this each year. And, you know, for those folks who've been before, obviously they say it's really amazing. I'd really encourage everyone to come out. Hopefully you finished your exams. I know some people are finishing this week or with the essays and stuff, but just what a spectacle. Like, so unusual to have that, and really, really great performers. I'm very excited about seeing everyone else's songs too.
Absolutely. Oh, it's going to be so awesome. But today you've selected some incredible tracks for us. We're going to start getting through those. We've got a wonderful track from Marianne Faithfull off Broken English. This is The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. We're going to play that one, and then we'll talk a little bit more about why you picked it in a moment.
Great.
Lightly on the eyes of Lucy Jordan in a white suburban bedroom in a white suburban town. As she lay there neath the covers, dreaming of a thousand lovers, till the world turned to orange and the room went spinning round. Through Paris in a sports car with the warm wind.
This is The Ballad of Lucy Jordan by Marion Faithfull, and we've got Reb Fountain on the line. Tell us, Reb, why'd you pick the song for us today?
There was some funky version of that song. I don't know if I've heard that version before. It was certainly not the broken English version that I was listening to this morning. I chose it because I was thinking about the things that influenced me for the song that we're going to play today, and with One Way Trip. And Marion Faithfull was such a huge influence for me. Like, she's just an incredibly strong, opinionated woman. She's got such a deep presence about her. And I, like, Broken English was like a pinnacle album for me growing up, and just listened to it over and over again. And although there's actually other songs on the album that I sort of like better, that one just had this really confessional quality about it, that just, I don't know, I remember sitting there and listening to it over and over again. I felt like she was telling me something about her soul, you know, mm-hmm. about the realness of what it is to be human. And her music and the way she delivered her music has always really resonated with me, and I gravitated towards strong female performers and songwriters like Sinead O'Connor and Joni Mitchell and PJ Harvey and these Joan Armatrading women who were really powerful and weren't afraid to be who they were. So I guess for me, this song has just really influenced everything that I do, or she has.
Yeah, I think with the lineup of very powerful songwriters that you listed there, it really comes through in your music with that sort of confessional quality as well. So it's cool to see that there's a huge lineage of other artists that have inspired that for you. And now you released your most recent brilliant album, How Love Bends, earlier this year before going on tour around Aotearoa and Australia. And I was wondering if you had any favourite memories from your live shows to share with us.
Oh, wow. It was such a trip. I think, like, every show is different. You know, you go and you've got a different kind of audience, different venue, and you're playing differently every night, or somebody's got a cold or something like that. But it was really beautiful. We had such a good time. And I think for me, the shows in the theatres were most spectacular. We played at the Opera House in Wellington and at the Town Hall in Auckland. And they were just, it was just magic. Seeing folks especially get out of their seats when they're kind of forced to sit down in a theatre and get up. I actually quite like a pub show, you know, like a rock and roll show. So we had some of those, which was great. But to see punters get up and start singing along and dancing and breaking the rules was so good. Yeah, it was a tremendous time.
Yeah, that sounds great. I find sit down shows to be so restricting. I like to move around when I'm listening to music.
Yeah, it's really changes the vibe. And although I know sometimes, like, we will play songs that, you know, sitting down and listening and being attentive is great, you can also do that while you're standing up, and then you can move your body in a way and sway and eventually start dancing if you want. And, like, it doesn't need to be a punk show to move your body, right?
No.
It doesn't. You can move your body to something and it be really slow in a ballad. So, I hear you. I'm with you on that. So it felt great. It felt great that these, because often at those shows too, like, there's ushers there telling you to sit down, and that people were just like, that's it, we're getting up. And they come to the front, and it's really cool.
Let's start dancing at the folk shows is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, it's, I don't know if people restrict themselves or if they feel like they can't do that. But for me, like, folk music, what I grew up with was music to move to, you know, people are swinging around and do-si-do-ing and really enjoying themselves. And everyone who's playing the music is tapping their feet and moving their bodies as well. So, yeah, I'm into it.
And so the next song you have picked for us, I feel like I'm going to butcher her name, Mercy Now by Mary Gauthier.
Gauthier, yeah. And so I guess, so I wrote this song, the song One Way Trip, I wrote quite a few years ago, and I've been sitting on it for a long time. And around that time, I'd been playing music with Easton. I'd recorded Hopeful and Hopeless, which is an EP, and I was doing a lot of kind of more folk country sort of music, and Mary Gaucher appeared on my radar, and this is her first album, off of her first album. Like, Bob Dylan mentioned this song. She's like 50-something. She'd been a chef her whole life, and she kicked into playing music. And this album is so incredible, and this song so poignant. And again, it's just really got that confessional quality. It's really raw, and she's not afraid to tell it like it is. So, it's very heartfelt, maybe a little dramatic too. I'm into it.
One of those. Now, that's so beautiful. Let's listen to a little bit and continue talking in a moment. Gorgeous.
My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt. The pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother, he could use some mercy now. My church and my country could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful who follow them down. Church and country, they could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Only the hand of grace can end.
This is Mercy Now by Mary
Gaucher.
Thank you very much. And we have Rib Fountain on the line with us for What's Cooking Today. Such a beautiful selection. You spoke really beautifully before about having these really strong female songwriter influences and really strong women, and I think you explained it so well, but I'd be interested to know, because I think something that comes through a lot with this segment is artists talking a lot about other artists that have been really formative, and I guess you've been making music for a while now. Do you feel like the music that you listen to has impacted the way you write over the years quite a bit, and has that kind of ebbed and flowed a little?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there's something about that song, like there was an element, a political element there that comes through, and over the years, I've been really influenced by how you can integrate both your own individual messages and political messages and create a universality with your music that kind of transcends maybe one particular meaning and can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so that's been really crucial for me. But like, I'll listen to somebody's album and then want to write a song like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I do that with a lot of different genres, and I guess I haven't restrained myself or to one genre ever. And I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, some people just stick with their thing, and maybe that's better if you want to have a solid career. But for me, I guess I just wanted to find different ways of expressing myself and explore what different sounds sound like, and maybe what a song would sound like in a different kind of space. And so I've allowed myself to do that. I think I'd like to do it even more, but yeah, definitely. Like, I grew up listening to 70s rock and folk and country music, and that really influenced me a lot, especially when I first started out making my own music, as well as, you know, that sort of 90s super powerful PJ Harvey kind of vibe, Patti Smith, you know, women who were very bold. And I guess more recently I've been really influenced by my band and what they bring. They're all really sort of quite eclectic, and getting influences from Dave. He's like a lot of hip hop in there all the time, which has been awesome. And Karen's just really sort of very rock and roll, and so she's got her own style, and Earl brings this great sort of soul with him, and it's definitely influenced what we do.
Absolutely. It's always going to come from the people around you as well as what you're listening to. You've got one last track for us today before we play your own song, which we'll talk about very shortly. But we've got a track from Lucinda Williams, which we're super excited about. This is Fruits of My Labor. We'll play this one and continue talking in a moment.
Baby, see how I've been living. Velvet curtains on the windows too. Keep the bright and unforgiving light from shining through. Baby, I remember all the things we did when we slept together in the blue behind your eyelids, baby. Sweet baby. Chase your scent through the gloom till I found these purple flowers. I will spend all soon smelling you for hours.
Now, Rip, this is my favorite Lucinda Williams song, and every time I hear it gives me chills.
It's just so beautiful. She's so badass, isn't she?
Oh, she's just brilliant. My dad, when I was growing up, used to play her records all the time, and just, he's like, Elle, you gotta like one person, and it's this woman. And
yeah,
he was right.
I just listened to her audiobook, and she narrates her audiobook. And man, I could listen to her all day. She is so deadpan and dry. And just that southern drawl, it's amazing. It's quite bizarre. That song, like, it sounds so good, right? And
yeah,
we were going in to record the song Silver Linings, which we just released like 2 months ago. And One Way Trip kind of came along as a companion song of that. We had some funding to do Silver Linings, and a friend said, look, I've heard you play this song solo at these concerts a few times, and I'd really like to give you a little bit of money to help you record. And I was like, amazing, that's so cool. And so we thought about like what we wanted these songs to sound like, and this song was the reference for it. You know, what does it feel like when there's just a band in the room and they're around a microphone, and it's raw, and it's very, very simple, but it just knits together really well. And so we kind of used this as a reference for our sound. We ended up recording to tape for both of those tracks, and the whole time this was kind of in the background, like, okay, I'm not Lucinda Williams, we don't sound the same, but you know, as a model, it was really strong and formative.
Yeah, she has this real metallic-y kind of quality to her voice, which I found so intriguing, and it's so silky and gorgeous. But now we're going to play your song that you were just speaking about, One Way Trip, and this kind of details your experiences as a solo mother whilst pursuing music. And we were just wondering, can you tell us a little bit about that time period and what the song is kind of reflecting on?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote it probably a little bit after that, you know, like more in retrospect. But thinking about what, not completely in retrospect though, thinking about, I remember sitting in my kitchen and I was looking at a clock on the wall and it didn't work, you know, and all these things that are broken and falling apart and you're just trying to hold everything together and there's no time to like prioritize cleaning up or you're just surviving, you know, and this kind of sense of like, you know, even in terms of my own dreams as a woman, like I wanted to play music, but I really couldn't afford to even go out and play a gig, you know, because I'd have to pay for the babysitter. And there's kind of that feeling. And so I took the my experiences of being a mum, and also in my relationship, and kind of extrapolated that to make it something that was a little broader as well, about what it is to make a commitment to yourself, like, and to make a commitment maybe to leave something or to head towards something that is hard, you know, and what if in this song I'm doing that with, I'm singing it in a way to my kids, I'm saying, hey, I'll meet you at the train station and we'll take a one-way trip tonight. But essentially, yeah, tears me
up.
But it's also to yourself, right? A commitment to yourself that, like, I'm gonna choose to live this way. I'm gonna choose it, and it's not gonna be perfect. But I'm gonna choose to give a shit about myself and care about myself. And I guess for me, it's been really powerful for me just to help me survive in life to make that commitment. Because, you know, you wake up every day and you don't always feel that great about being here, but that I'm going to keep going. And I think also I wanted to model that to my kids, you know, that like it's going to get rough, but we can do it. We got this. We're together.
That's literally so gorgeous. Elle and I are getting quite emotional in the studio just listening to you. And I've also got a solo mom. And so, like, I think hearing that perspective is really special. And it's something that I really resonate with. And to, like, hear it from a mother's perspective as well is very emotional. what a blessing to have a song like that.
Well, it's nice to share it with people that it means something to, because to me that's the whole point, you know, they're making music that means something.
Exactly.
It may not mean something to everybody, but, you know, and I really think it's important to create that sisterhood and that parenthood, you know, and speak about things that maybe don't get talked about a lot. It's okay. You know, it's okay to share these things, and I hope that in some way it resonates with others who might be feeling a little bit at a crossroads, you know, like that it's actually worth caring about themselves and their lives.
Reb, you've shared such beautiful reflections and wisdom today. Thank you so much for chatting with us and for your song selections and for saying everything you said. That was really beautiful.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on the radio. I really appreciate all the effort that you do. And, you know, it's a team effort because without you, I wouldn't be here either. So nothing.
Wow, this is lovely.
Yeah.
I think
we're both going to have a little bit of a weep while we listen to the single. Gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reb. We're going to play One Way Trip by Reb Fountain now. You can catch Reb at the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra next week from the 4th to the 6th of November at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum. It's going to be incredible. And I'm super, super excited for you all. Thank you so much, Reb. Have a lovely rest of your night.
Cheers, ka kite anō.
Ka kite.
Clocks, they don't work in time, don't keep time. I got no regular work, and when I work, it just pays in dimes. Got no money, so I'll own the rent. Don't tell your papa I've overspent. It seems like life's one big debt you pay when you die.
left your dinner on the stove, you can bake or fry. The train stops for a finished work, so I'm walking, I'll be home by five. Here's some money for the bus to school. I try to stay awake to say goodbye to you. It seems our lives are distant ships passing through. Put your head on my shoulder, we got a one-way trip tonight. We'll look back when you're older and laugh about this crazy ride. Caught you stealing at school, you thought they wouldn't mind. Daddy won't care that it was food, you know he said he'd make you pay next time. Don't be scared that he already knew. They tried calling me at work, but they couldn't get through. Take your things to your friends and I'll make do. We can meet up on the city line. You can put your head on my shoulder. We got a one-way trip tonight. We'll look back when you're older and laugh about this crazy ride. I have been with the worst of them. I have seen the other side. And nothing's gonna make me turn. He thought nothing was a hell of a ride. Does it hurt to give a little? Guess it does. So I don't give a damn if I'm alive. When your heart slows, it's love with nowhere to go. It drowns you in the turning tide. So take my hand, love, and let's stop killing time. Sometimes you lose and get lucky in the blink of an eye. Lucky keeps you going while the losing's got you high and dry. Gotta keep your eyes on the winning prize. Keep your broken heart growing on the inside. Just because a choice is do or die, don't mean you can't decide. So come on, put your head on my shoulder. We got a one-way trip tonight. We'll look back when we're older and laugh about this crazy ride. I have been the worst of them. I have seen the other side. And nothing's gonna make me turn. Nothing's gonna make me turn around this time. Nothing's gonna make me turn around time.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.